a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. Here today, we are continuing as we shift and kind of change a little bit how the Dr. Kevin Show has been running for the last couple of years, with some regular set series in place. The first Monday, the first Thursday of every month, is Neutral News with myself and Matt Connerton. This, the second Thursday of every month, is the Journey to Health series, where I'm bringing back regular guest Marion Killenbeck, who is a RN and an NMD. I'm sure everybody recognizes RN, but maybe everybody doesn't understand the term of NMD. And in fact, I got some questions about that between last week and this week, and so we're going to be doing those questions today. Help people get a better understanding of exactly what an NMD is and what they do, can do, can't do, and even why would you want to hang out with one. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show, the third Thursday of every month is now Through the Spiritual Lens, with my TV co-host, hostess, Angie Dionju, and I will be talking about things going on in the world from a spiritual perspective. And then the fourth and or fifth on a five Thursday month will be, again, back to the guest format and the outside the box, behind the curtain, and load of crap going on in the world format that you are all used to over the last couple of years. I did just celebrate the 12th anniversary of the Dr. Kevin Show. Dr. Kevin Show has been on in some variation on multiple different stations and terrestrial stations and podcast and internet radio, you name it. The Dr. Kevin Show has experienced it when it comes to radio for 12 years now. So we are kicking off 12 years of the relationship between you, my audience, and me, and all of the guests and things that we can include in that. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting me for the last 12 years now into coming into your car, your house, your, walk along the beach as you're listening to us. Remember, this is now a call-in show. That means that you have two choices. You can come to Facebook and go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, MyDrKevin. And there you can post your questions, your thoughts, things you'd like to see shared on the show or ask our guest. I always have the current guest up at the top, and so it should be easy for you to find. I'm just checking now to make sure that was done, and if not, I'll make sure it's done by the end of our second, by the time we go to break. And it is done, and it is there. So we do have that going on. Or you can call in and be part of the conversation. Remember, you make more of a difference, and you are exercising more of your rights as an American and as a human, basically, when you do exercise your right to free speech, to be part of the conversation, to speak out. The call-in number is 202-570-7057. Again, this is the Journey to Health series with Marion Killenbeck. I always do my first segment as a hot under the collar segment of kind of what's going on in the world. Knowing Marion, know that this is not really a favorite segment for her to engage in much. So I'm not going to really try to see if I can drag any opinions out of her that might sound to her too much like the political world. Right, Marion? You there?
I appreciate that, Dr. Kevin, and congratulations on 12 years. That's magnificent.
Thanks. Yeah, somebody wished me congratulations on my anniversary of the Dr. Kevin Show, and only because of LinkedIn did I know it was 12 years. So shows you how much I kept track. So the one thing I want to talk The one thing I want to talk about before we get started on the Journey to Health series on my hot topic today is the hot topic of chosen ignorance. Chosen ignorance is my hot topic today. It's certainly a topic that's not near and dear to my heart, but it is a topic that it does make me hot under the collar. We saw a former FBI director, James Comey, testify today on his interactions with Donald Trump. This is a man who has decades of integrity and credibility by pretty much everyone that's ever worked with him, that he has not got into politics or partisan, into the party, either parties. He goes right down the line. He shoots straight from the hip. This is a man who pointed out numerous times today in the Senate hearing that this attack, no matter who it benefited, and in this case, there's a lot of indication it benefited the Trump campaign to help make Trump president, but it was not an attack against the Democrats. It was an attack against America. It was an attack against the way that we run our democracy. It was intentional, and he said they will be back and they will do it again. These were made as very, very confident, sure statements by somebody who's seen a great deal of the evidence of what went on. And this is a way to try to gain influence shift who is and isn't in power, and to be able to use that as a leverage tool to short circuit democracy. Now, I want to go back that I started this as, ignorance by choice, not exactly the same words I used, but that willing ignorance, chosen ignorance. I've already seen things float up through the news sources that are trying to twist and turn this, that are trying to make this more of a partisan issue, that are trying to make this about, trying to find ways to nitpick it or take it out or make it look like what was done wasn't done or wasn't done at the level that we now know it was done, which was a cyber attack against the American democracy. Did President Trump know about it? We don't know. Were there people in his party having inappropriate relationships with one of our greatest adversaries in the modern world today? Absolutely. Was that just what was the old term they used to use, Marion? Stoned or stupid? I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know whether they were stoned or stupid, but you don't take a holiday swim with barracudas and think they're not going to eat you alive. If there is this much stupidity and ignorance going on at the highest levels of our government and the people that are in charge of our safety and our relationships with the world, then that's even a scarier thought. Was he so out of touch with his own campaign and what was going on that he didn't know? Was he so enamored by the sound of his own voice that he couldn't hear anybody else's? We see that now as president. We see that he at the last minute cut something out of a speech that's of pivotal importance to our world relationships, with discussing it with no one that we know of, knowing that that was put in and approved by all of the people that he says he has as his dream team, his supporters that are supposed to give him and advise him well. As he takes on a job that he has zero qualifications for. So he screws over his own people. He edits stuff that he's given. He makes them look like fools by contradicting them. He contradicts himself on a regular basis. So do we believe his word on what happened in those meetings, or somebody who has been above integrity and party politics for 2 to 3 decades? Well, don't be willingly ignorant. If you think, oh, would our president ever lie? Then you need to fly back from Australia after you've taken your head out of your sand. Our president lies and then contradicts his lies almost on a daily basis. So don't come crying about, oh, we're we're being bullies to this poor Trump child that's just trying to learn how to be president. We are dealing with somebody that I am starting to wonder if he even knows what the truth is. Is he pathological or simply narcissistic? But don't be willingly ignorant. Do not be making willingly ignorant that this is a trap to set him up. He said his words, he typed his own tweets, he said his own lies, he's contradicted them, and now we hear testimony that they're going to try to pick apart as a partisan issue instead of understanding that the risk of all of America is what's up here right now. And if we've ever needed to unify, we need to get this unified before our next set of elections, because they will be interfering again if partisan politics ignores what has happened or tries to, and tries to hide the elephant in the room. In fact, at this point, it's not even an elephant. It's probably more like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, because that's how big it is, and that's how much energy they're using just to hide the inconsistencies, the lies, the inappropriate behavior. This is not said as a Democrat or a Republican. I'm actually independent, but this is said as an American who is now fearing for his country and whether democracy will survive the infighting of its two major political parties when they aren't willing to look and stare the truth in the eyes. So that being said, that's my hot under the collar. I'm not going to ask you to comment that on that, Miss Marion, unless you have a desire to.
I would prefer not to. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett.
West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. We're here to challenge you, our listener, to introduce you to different ideas, different thought processes, different ways of being. You know, here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we're very much about the fact that we are not a single body, but four bodies. We have an emotional body, we have an intellectual body, we have a spiritual body, and we have a physical body. There are ways in which we have been raised to take care of all of these bodies. There are ways in which we are herded like cattle, trying to be told how to take care of our physical body or emotional body. We have been given misinformation, and we have been put through trials and tribulations of having to stand up and fight back if we did not want to become mostly medicated, semi-functional zombies that, you know, got to be good little droids in the evil empire that we are now stuck with here in America. And that a lot of it has to do with the power of places like the AMA. It has to do with places that have too much power, like the pharmaceutical lobbyists and the food lobbyists. People like Monsanto, who spend more money than most people make in a year, you know, probably spend more money in a year bribing senators and congressmen and people in power to let them keep the truth of what they're doing in our world hidden. They spend more money a year than 80% of Americans make to make sure that they can continue this downward spiral of illness on all levels of those bodies, as they take shots at people's self-worth, self-esteem, they take shots at their belief systems, and they take shots at their physical body in of itself to keep them in a very profitable, sick cycle. Today's regular visiting guest once a month is Marion Killenbeck. She is an RN, registered nurse, which means that she has been trained on the Western side of thinking. And an NMD, a naturopath medical doctor. She is a holistic practitioner and a lifetime student. She has received training in a number of different things. They are all listed at facebook.com/mydrkevin. So you can go there and read all about it or see how to connect Marion. I'm not going to mispronounce a whole bunch of stuff like I did last month, Marion, on you, of all the things you studied. But we're going to start with, what did you think of what I said about what the condition of America is today from a health perspective? And can you elaborate more on that?
Absolutely. From the health perspective, people have learned to rely on somebody that is, as you love to say, what is that, managing director or
whether somebody is minor deity.
Minor deity, yes, of course. And so often, people have been raised, they have been brought up, they believe that the minor deity is the way to go. So in other words, they go into their physician, and the physician says, I'm going to have you do this, this, and this, and they do it without question, without thinking, without looking at the pros and cons, and without asking questions. Whereas the managing director, so thereby eliminating the ignorance, the not knowing, the ability to make a decision based on what feels right or what is most appropriate in that position, would be to ask questions and to ask that physician or naturopath, if that may be the case, because there are naturopaths as well, naturopathic medical doctors as well, that will utilize pharmaceuticals. And that has a lot to do with the licensing that is occurring in many states. They have been put through as much MD type of education. It's an outrageous number of hours that the four-year colleges are now demanding of those students. And they're spending a great deal of time, whereas true naturopathy is looking at what is happening with the body and the question being, what's causing this to happen? What's happening in the body that's causing this to happen? So when you don't have that thinking process, there's a great deal of chosen ignorance at that point.
So naturopathy, is that like the nature of man? Is that like the nature of the illness? Is that the nature of the disease? Is that the nature of good health? What would you say that naturopathy is referring to the nature of?
The nature of balanced health. The nature of, if we look at this planet that we are residing upon, there is an herb or a way to process that herb into things like homeopathy or tinctures to address every single challenge, symptom that humans and animals seem to acquire and many that we expect we should live with just because there isn't a pharmaceutical remedy that truly takes care of that challenge. So I think it's a combination of good health. It's a combination that also goes along with not understanding what is available to us. For example, when I was in Turkey with German physicians, we would walk up to the hills and take some folks with us that needed certain herbs for their ailments. And we would take them up into the hills, show them the herbs, show them how to create herbal tinctures or teas many times, and voila, their challenges went away. That is how things were designed here, is to have a remedy for the challenges that we face. Now, there's a lot of things in this world today that our grandparents and great-grandparents were not dealing with, such as Monsanto, such as, oh, I think that's a big enough one just to take a big bite out of in the first place, that the things that pesticides do to a living, breathing, electrical, yes, we are electrical, body is astounding. Whether you speak about something that's happening in the brain with headaches or in the gut with digestive challenges, many of those challenges are indeed from pesticides. Most pesticides have been brought to us by a company called Monsanto, who is now in bed with, shall we say, the Bayer company. Yes, good old Bayer aspirin.
So, one of the questions I have for you, and we've got, we're in about 2 minutes, we've got about 2 minutes before we get our next thing, our next break. But if you hear me say okay, break, then you know that you can just finish whatever your thoughts are on the other side of it. I had talked about in my hot topic in the first segment about my hot topic was willing ignorance. And there's a difference between ignorance because you really don't know any better and willing ignorance. So I want to start as, you know, you've been in some version of the whole, of the healing field, medical field, you've been doing something with all of this stuff, whether it's Western or Eastern or whatever, for what, 30 years now?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
even longer, if you look at my grandmother was German, so she was doing natural remedies when I was still just a wee midget.
Okay. Like I was raised by DOs. I was raised by I was raised going to osteopaths. So same thing. I mean, you know, you didn't run and write the script for the antibiotic every time you sneezed. That was not the kind of background. So I'd like to from somebody who's been around, and I do want to let people know that Marion Killenbeck is now offering services and doing one-on-one consultations and also educating and teaching classes at the Wolf Healing Center here in Hudson, New Hampshire. And if you want more information about that, you can go to weboflightexpo.org, and you will see her on our class calendar because she is a wealth of information. And that's why I'm asking her these opinions, because they're opinions that have had a long time to form, and she has been educated on both sides of the question. So willing, unwilling ignorance. Do you think that most of the MDs today are doing willing ignorance or unwilling, willing ignorance, or are they just ignorant because medical schools are not introducing them to the whole ball of wax? What are your thoughts?
I think a great deal of it has to do with the fact that the schools, the universities, are not giving them a rounded picture whatsoever. I actually had some very good friends that decided to go to school to become medical doctors. And from their pre-med...
Break. We're on break. We're going to let you finish that when you get back, but I know the audience can no longer hear you.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelita Pasquale and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on OTR 1, Om Times Radio, Station 1, where we are challenging everything and everyone. We have a Journey to Health series that is now happening every second Thursday of the month with Marion Killenbeck, RN and MD. Marion, just before we went on break, you were talking about you had We were talking about whether there was willing, ignorance or just simply ignorance in a lot of MDs about more holistic approaches based on what they learned at medical school. You had just started telling us a story. Start from the beginning and let's go ahead and share that with our audience.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Kevin. Willing ignorance, I don't think so necessarily. There are certainly those examples, but for the most part, I believe it's true ignorance because many of those medical doctors have, well, I started to tell a story. Knew several folks that in their pre-med or right before pre-med, I knew them very well, and we would have conversations about healing folks and actually what we were in the healing element to do. And from that time and those conversations to the time when they got out of medical school, and now all of a sudden those very same folks are saying, oh, there's a pharmaceutical for that, so that's the quick and easy way to do that. It's less expensive many times than herbs, which I don't necessarily agree with, but that is a factor to play as well. So I truly believe that while they're in school, and their words are brainwashed, they have gotten to the point where they become specialists. So they may become an endocrinologist. And they're looking at what the endocrinology of the body is doing. They may not pay any attention to what the heart or the cardiovascular system is doing or any other aspect of the body, how that changes the muscles. So their ignorance many times lies in attempting to fix that one part of a symptom that patient comes in to look at. Whereas certainly with naturopathy, we come in and we're looking at how that affects the whole body. So yes, drug A may very well temporarily put a nice Band-Aid over that symptom for that situation, but oh my goodness, what is it doing to the cardiovascular system, or what is it doing to the liver, or what is it doing to the muscles? Why are we not looking at how that has created pain and inflammation in that person's body, and it's directly related to something that has put a quick fix Band-Aid on something else. But that is how they are taught to now see the element of medicine. Very challenging.
Yeah. And, you know, part of the issue is that, and we see this in medicine, we see this in education, we see this I see it all the time. I see it in students that want to come study with me, and I tell them that it's a long and involved process. And oh no, they want it now. They want it instantly. They want instant. I want instant gratification. I want it now. I want to take a training that might take 50 hours, and I want you to teach it to me in 3 because I want instant. And instant anything lacks the substance, the nuances. All of the that's going on underneath it. And I think that what the person out there needs to hear and understand is instant answers are rarely right or the most effective solutions and usually have their own built-in problems down the road. And then
that's exactly right.
To side effects.
That's exactly. Because did the body acquire that challenge in an instant? No, the body acquired that challenge over quite some time in most cases. There's been warning signs and symptoms long before challenges like pain, unless it's trauma, of course, pain or some of the better known challenges we know as the leading health challenges of our nation right now. Within the top 5 are cardiovascular heart disease, cancer, and challenges that have been acquired through pharmaceuticals. And many times it is just a combination of pharmaceuticals that were given, perhaps the wrong pharmaceutical given. There's many elements of that. Or, of course, within that, there seems to be some of the studies mix what is called nosocomial infections, which are those infections that are acquired in the hospital, such as the MRSA, which is methicillin resistant. And that basically means we don't have, from a medicine perspective, anything to do for that. Now, at that point, you start looking at what grows on earth, what herbs and what natural supplements are available to bring that immunity back up to the point where the body will no longer allow that to be within it. That's certainly possible. But there are not antibiotics that will take care of it. So if we remember that it is a matter of bringing our immune systems back up, it is a matter of prevention. When we look at the challenges we face, most all of them are preventable if we pay attention. And sometimes we have to backtrack and do some serious cleanses and things of that nature in order to get back on a balanced ground. One of my favorite examples. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Give your favorite example.
One of my favorite examples being the wastebasket. You know, if you look at a wastebasket and it becomes full, it's going to overflow. Well, that's what's called signs and symptoms. That's the overflow of the body's so toxic, it's saying, I can't do this anymore. You've given me too much.
So one of the things is that you bring up a very interesting thing, and there's a lot of stuff out there. What is the Western, and maybe you don't know the answer to this question, but what do you think the typical, if I went into an MD that was, especially let's say I was going into an MD that was more of a minor deity than a managing director, and I said, you know, that I'm run down or I'm having all these like little symptoms here and there, or I'm catching colds easily, and I was told to do a cleanse and that would help stimulate my immune system and kind of get me up and running again, what do you think that the average person is going to hear from the average MD?
Well, I don't think cleanse would be it. If we're lucky, they may recommend vitamin supplements through their pharmacy, of which if you are at all aware of how vitamins and minerals work and the processing that they can and cannot go through to be absorbed or bioavailable to the body, what a physician typically will do is perhaps give you vitamins and minerals out of that. Well, those do not, they are not bioavailable enough to do you all that much good. Occasionally, if you have really good insurance, or if the physician has a large practice, they may send you to a dietitian, and they may balance out some of your diet. But typically, they're going to look at, okay, let's look at blood work. Let's see what the white blood cells are doing. So that indicates what the immune system is doing and if anything's way off balance. If it's within the out-of-balance range, when they get that sheet of paper on your blood work back, they're going to say, okay, this is out of range, so we will now treat that. But prevention is typically not seen through your average medical doctor. There might be an antibiotic prescribed. There are a number of things because they don't have the time, and many are not aware of how to work with that. That is more a preventative measure. Their teaching, their training, their outlook becomes fix what's wrong with medication or surgery.
Okay, and I don't disagree with anything that you say, but I've still gone into my medical doctor and I've said, somebody recommended I do a cleanse. What do you think of that? With your experience and what do you know, what is that doctor going to say, do you think? And this is just a best guess.
Well, I can,
you got over 30 years of experience.
Right. I can tell you from patients and clients that have come to me after such an experience, they are more misunderstood and more confused after leaving their medical doctor's office when it comes to aspects like that, because they have no more information and many times will be scared from doing any kind of a cleanse at that point because of the way it's described to them. You know, I had one medical doctor and he actually called me and explained the same thing to me that he had to the patient about a cleanse. He said, if the body is not strong enough to do what it's doing on a normal basis, how does it have the energy to add cleansing on top of it? If it were strong enough to do that, it would have done it in the first place. So he and I had a long discussion about how that can look, how you eliminate carbohydrates, how you eliminate some of the toxins in your environment so that the body is not under so much duress and it can be strong enough to cleanse, and giving the body the nutrients.
Okay, and we just went into our break. We will finish this back up with NMD and RN, Marion Killebeck, in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to our second Thursday of the month on the Dr. Kevin Show, which means, at least for some unforeseeable future, is going to be myself and RN, NMD, naturopathic doctor, Marion Killebeck, talking, doing a Journey to Health series. After over 30 years in the medical community, both on the traditional and non-traditional side, Marion offers her clients a unique perspective on how to heal and work and balance the whole body. And she comes from a background with multiple trainings in multiple areas. You can read more about Marion at facebook.com/mydrkevin. So you can go there and see how to contact her, and you can read all of the different things she's been trained in. And if you try to pronounce them out loud, I wish you luck. So, Marion, you were talking about the fact that nutrients. You were trying to explain to this doctor about why a well done cleanse, what the power of it was, and why it didn't actually make a sick body weaker. So I'm going to let you finish whatever thoughts you had there, or were you just about done?
I'd love to expand on that just a little bit.
Okay, so please do.
To catch the listeners up, thank you. It was a discussion with a medical doctor that had taken care of a client of mine, and he had this desire to tell me and teach me that the body, if it's already so weak that it needs a cleanse, that it's too weak to do so. So in explaining a naturopathic point of view, I explained to him how taking away some of the toxins in the environment and some of the toxins in the diet and adding into that formula the nutrients and perhaps changing foods from those that are more toxic and more hard to digest to the things that many folks believe are not good for you, such as avocado. So many people think that avocados are not good for you because they are high fat, so you would certainly never include them in a cleanse. Contrary, I would have my clients go off of most other fats and eat at least one avocado a day and almonds and the good fats so that you're feeding the brain as well as the cardiovascular heart system. So in explaining that to the physician, interestingly enough, about a year later, he called me and he said, I've been taking classes on more natural ways of taking care of the body. And he was incorporating those into his teaching. Now, admittedly, he was not paid for that by most insurance companies. That was something he was willing to do on his own because he felt it was important enough. So that was one of the few physicians that said, I realize I'm not going to have monetary gain from this. However, I can allow myself to teach a little bit to my clients' patients, the patients become clients at that point, a little bit about ways of becoming healthier. So it's a matter of giving the body the nutrients that it needs and that little bit of break. Most people don't drink enough good water. So just adding good water so the body can flush, making sure that the skin can breathe so there isn't all the polyester clothing and perhaps very tight clothing so the lymphatics can move. That can make a huge difference in how the body will function. Just those simple tidbits can change a person's life.
So there is one thing I want to put out there to the listeners, which is a warning about cleansing. Because cleansing well done by a knowledgeable professional can have great results on a number of different areas, from physical areas of clearing up skin and having you look healthier and having healthier hair and more energy to your, to cleaning out those internals that you can't really see and really don't want to see. That are now functioning better and are healthier and, may return you back to more better health in your elimination system, in your digestive system, in your lymphatic system. And it's a no-brainer that if your systems are healthy and clean and working, that they're going to, keep you healthy longer or better deal with your body if it is under attack by something. On the other hand, I am not advocating, and I'm pretty confident that I speak for Marion when I say this, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, that we are not advocating here that you run to your closest Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or other health food store, grab a cleanse off the box, and then suddenly dive into it. First of all,
absolutely not. You're absolutely
yes.
Right.
And, I have been assisting my clients doing cleanses for 27 years now, and it's a very sometimes a very slow, thought-out process. If you cleanse too fast, you can actually cause problems. You can make yourself sick. That there are concerns, the legitimate concerns that a Western doctor would have if they had somebody who, you know, watched a video on YouTube or saw something on Google or watched a post on a Facebook and then went out and decided they're going to just go from having a truly horrible diet and no awareness of how their body worked and jump into some cleanse that they got at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, because of course you have to be good if they're on the shelf there. Fallacy, fallacy, fallacy.
Big fallacy, big, big fallacy.
You know, I'm not saying that there are things that I don't love about Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, and they do have some great stuff, and they got some crap on their shelves like every other grocery retail store.
That's right.
And you know, and they
read the labels.
Read the labels and sometimes do your research. But if you're going to do a cleanse, especially for the first time, if you're doing a cleanse because you have a severe medical issue, if something has come up out of nowhere, if suddenly you're considering cleansing because there is some kind of diagnosis that's involved, then you really want to get a highly credible somebody that's been recommended to you or that you've researched, somebody that you have worked with it. Marion does it from, you know, from her her naturopathic and all of her trainings and the different things that she has learned to do. You know, I've done some trainings. I've certainly attended a number of different things along the way. I do my more from a medical intuitive perspective. Whoever you're working with, work with somebody that you're comfortable with how they work and what they do. And then guide them. Don't jump into this. This is not instant gratification. I have been known in cases where people have severe issues that their cleansing cycle will last up to a year.
Right.
Marion, what's the longest cleansing cycle you've ever walked a client through?
Oh, just short of 2 years.
Okay.
However, understand that we were doing a lot of what the Germans call drainage remedies and a lot of nutrients along the way. And every bite of food that went into that person's body was highly nutritious. There were no other ways. That person had major diagnosis, one that typically people do not survive. And that person was very, very willing to do whatever it took. And I had her trampolining. She had her little regular schedule. There wasn't a great deal of room for several months for much other than self-care.
But if somebody has been basically told that the time is running out on them, on their life cycle, what a better way to spend your time than to prove them wrong?
Exactly. It's very fulfilling. People absolutely love that when they can say, I've had folks call me, clients of mine, and say, yep, this is my 10-year anniversary of being gone after 3 days of that. So, you know, they've now made it 9 years and 362 days longer than they were told point blank was
yes.
going to be.
And
then their grandkids are in the background going, yay, how amazing is that?
Yes, and I have had similar experiences. And again, it is looking at the holistic picture. It is somebody that you are comfortable with, that you feel is knowledgeable in this process. And I want to remind people, okay, if you were having a problem with your computer, with your laptop, would you take it in to a plumber to fix?
Right.
Would you expect
That's perfect.
The plumber to be able to help you with your computer? If you are looking that you want to do a more natural approach, if you want to minimize or even your goal is to eliminate medications in your life, and that's your goal. If you are looking that you want to maximize your health and you want to do it in as many natural ways as possible, that this is what is calling you, you do not go to your traditional MD to run everything by them to see if it makes sense to them. Or you have to be prepared that you're going to have to insist that they become educated with, and that education might come. Like Marion said, she talked to the doctor of a client that they shared. I've had doctors that wouldn't even talk to me, wouldn't even return a phone call from me, even when the clients had signed their HIPAA and saying, yes, please share information, because they didn't like how I did it. It was out of their comfort zones. They were definitely minor deities. They were not managing directors. So please, A, if you wouldn't go and do open heart surgery on yourself, if you wouldn't remove your own appendix, if you wouldn't, put your own catheter in and flush your own lines, then don't go off half-cocked and decide you're going to be your own natural practitioner. Marion, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Dr. Kevin.
And we'll see you a month from today here on Dr.
Kevin's
Show.
Thank you.